You might say, well, he was looking at, well, people look. But it's what you do afterwards. That's why the look, the first look is forgiven. It's considered a saghira. It's considered a minor sin, the first look. But it's when you perpetually do it, that's when it's an issue. You might look all the time. You might, a glance may fall all the time. But those are, as long as it's not done purposely with the affection, I'm going to go into this one because there's lots around here, let me look, right? As long as it's not for that reason, and it's just like a glance. I mean, how can you avoid it? Today, especially in the summer, you can't look up and you can't look down. You can't look right or left. You look up and there's something, you look down and there's something else. And you look on the right, there's something, you look left, there's something else. Once I turn my gaze and I'm looking at the shop window and there's a reflection. What do you do? That's why there was some Tablighi Jamaat, they went to Vienna, Austria, a friend of mine. And he says it was so difficult. And you're in Jamaat, so you're being trying to be even more particular. And the Masturat Jamaat, with the women folk, they were in another area of town. So they had to constantly have movement between the two. And he said there was absolutely no way for us to avoid the bad gaze. The only way eventually was like we took a newspaper, even then you have to pick the right page, right? And you're like reading this as you're going on the tube. But that's why it's been forgiven if it's just a casual glance, like accidental. But then you look back, oh, that's nice. Look back, then it becomes a problem. And believe me, it's a struggle. But there is only one way to remove it. One way to have some kind of fortification and some level. You see, at the end of the day, if you're with friends, you might not look. If you're with your parents, you might not look. You might be a bit behave, or you might look from the side of your eyes. Which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the Quran. He says, Kha'inatul a'yun, the surreptitious looks of the eyes. He's talked about that in the Quran because he knows it happens. The only way where you can kind of avoid your gaze and not look and you know have a bit more strength within you is by doing dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when I say dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I don't mean just, ritual tasbih, just subhanAllah, subhanAllah. That's going to give you a reward. For every tasbih you do, you get a reward in paradise. You get a tree in paradise. What I found to be beneficial is a regimen of dhikr through a shaykh. Because it's guided, it gets you closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You're in the company of of the siddiqeen, as Allah says in the Quran, kunu ma'a as-sadiqeen. Be with the truthful people. There's a benefit. Like the Sahaba got benefit, there's a benefit. And I'm telling you this from a personal perspective, that there is a definite benefit in a sheikh who is there actively helping you out. You have access to them and you can talk to them and you fulfill the regimen. There is a benefit. Doing dhikr, this muraqabah, is very powerful. And adhkar that are given, they're very powerful. That is, if you've got a pornography problem or whatever problem it is, these are the things that will help you get through this time. It is very important. And there are great rewards for this. As you can read, inshallah, the rest of this. We don't have the time to do this. But essentially what it mentions here, just quick tidbits here. Half of Shaitan's army is desire. That's what he uses. The other half of his army is anger. So through anger, he makes so many things happen. And through desire, he makes the other half of things happen. Another thing that the Prophet ﷺ is reported to have said, although this is of doubtful authenticity, he says, إِذَا قَامَ ذَكَرُ الرَّجُلِ ذَهَبَ ثُلُثَ عَقْلِهِ. That when a person's, when a man's reproductory organ becomes aroused, two-thirds of his aql, intellect, goes. Because then he doesn't really care as much about honor, dignity, embarrassment, losing. It's just about that immediate benefit as such, that immediate pleasure to be gained.